Hi, this is Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to Love, Lineage, and Legacy. This is a legacy, part one. Love, lineage, and legacy. Let's talk about legacy. What were you given as an inheritance? What family stories impressed you and made you feel like you were coming from good people, or that you had lessons that you had to learn because of the legacy? Were you handed down a legacy of criminality or murderous intent, or were you given a legacy of hyper-religiosity or confusion at some level? Were you given a legacy where women were discriminated against, where men were better than women, or did women pull out all the stops and make the big decisions? What was your legacy? What did you carry forward, and what do you carry forward in your life today? So legacy is an impact across your entire life. It has a broad brush that it paints with. When we talk about legacy, there's actually two different kinds of legacies. There's an inherited legacy that comes from your genetics and from the environment you were raised in. There is also a legacy that is related to your spiritual growth. Do you have a legacy of spiritual inquiry? Do you have a legacy of compassion? A legacy of deep understanding? Or does your legacy mean you just skim the surface and get what's the most valuable nuggets to take home? What did your family believe in? What were your family values? What were the places where your family took a stand? They can't push me around. They can't push me off this position. I believe in this or that. Did you have family members who fought for democracy? Who fought in the Revolutionary War or the Civil War? Were they on the side of the Confederacy or the side of the Union? Did you have ancestors who fought in World War I or the Spanish-American War or World War II? What about the Korean War? Those legacies of violence and also proud fighting for what you believed in, willing to lay your life down so that human beings in the country called the United States could vote, those are incredible legacies. All over the world, we have a legacy of the culture we live in. We have the legacy of the religion we were raised with. And we have the legacy of the way that people in our country and in our world approach life. This is all the legacy that we're carrying. Legacy. It's a powerful word, really, when you think about it. Because it really makes you feel like you're carrying something. I'm carrying the legacy. I hold the legacy. For you and I both, we are products of the legacy of our parents. What they were given by their parents, and their parents, and their parents, and their parents, on back. So, in much the same way that we struggle to find our own internal truth about love, we also look for that internal truth about our own legacy. And we carry often the ghosts of our family's problems. If your family has had losses through fire, or floods, or theft, inevitably, those stories filter down into your childhood, and you hear about great uncle this or great grandmother that. In my own family, there was a story, and it was so interesting because I'm not actually sure this is a true story, but it's a story that was told. It was the legacy, and the legacy of colorful stories, maybe yours as well. In mine, we have the legacy of Charity McLean. And Charity McLean was a woman who lived on the Great Plains of the Americas. And in her youth, when she was 13 or 14 years old, she was left home alone to care for the stock, you know, the pigs and the cows and the sheep, when her family went into town to go shopping to buy provisions because they lived far away from the closest little town. This is somewhere in the Oklahoma Territory. And she was left there. Unbeknownst to her family, a raiding party of Indians who were fighting for their legacy came and found her, burned the farm, killed the stock, and stole some of it, I'm sure, but they hung Charity McLean by her hair. Instead of killing her, they left her as a warning to the family not to try to resettle on the property. And her hair began to detach from her scalp and pulled back. So for years, they said she had a very surprised look about her. But actually, Charity McLean had survived an incredible ordeal because she had apparently hung that way for hours and hours and hours, maybe even as long as a day, waiting for her family to come back with provisions. And of course, when they did, they saw the devastation that had occurred. But they also found her still alive. So she had grit, she had gumption, she was a pioneer, she could survive. So her legacy was one of survival and one of toughness. And I still don't really know if that story was true or not, because it was a legacy that I was given by my grandmother, who was wont to make up fabulous stories. So she may have actually made that story up and told it to me as if it was true. So you want to kind of think about, like, the stories that you've been told about the very brilliant uncle or the very foolish aunt. You might want to think about those stories, because those stories could be based on conjecture. They could be based on opinion. They could be based on out-and-out fabrication. So what of your part of your lineage is this made up, created, invented quality? So many of us look with pride to our families, but how much of what you're proud of is really true? And how much of it is just really good press on the part of your family? On the part of your grandmother, making up a clever and interesting bedtime story for children who simply would not go to sleep. It's puzzling, really, because we are just conglomerates of stories, scatterings of stories that come together and make up our legacy. And then we have to decide, what do I really believe about myself? What am I going to hold on to? And what am I going to reject? What am I going to carry forward? And what is it that I truly believe? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out your family photos, and I want you to line them up and look at them. And think of the stories you've been told about your grandparents and your great-grandparents and your great-uncles and aunts and your parents, your mother and your father and your brothers and your sisters. I want you to line all those pictures up and look at them and ask yourself this question: how do I carry the legacy of this family group forward? How do I bring forward into my life the collection of stories, dreams, hopes, fears, and confusion that these people carried in their lives? Now, after you've done that, there's another part to this assignment. I want you to then think of your spiritual legacy. Whose teachings are you carrying forward? Are you carrying the teachings of the Christ or the Buddha? Are you carrying the teachings of Baha'u'llah? Are you carrying the teachings of Moses? Whoever's teachings you're carrying forward, find a relic or a book that they wrote. If you're carrying the teachings of Carl Jung, find a book by him and place out in front of you on a table all of these teachings that have made you who you are, that have brought your legacy forward, and actually created this unique hybrid that's you. Put all these influences out in front of you and then ask yourself this question. How am I bringing these great works, these great teachings into my life? How am I really and truly bringing them forward? And then think about which one of these teachers is central, is core for you. If you want to try an energetic experiment, you can simply take your hand and run it across the top of the writings and see which one pulls your hand down, which one has the most heat for you. If that doesn't work for you, simply think about them and see which of these great teachers is closest to your own heart. What you need to really carry a full legacy forward is you need a couple of phrases that can be your core beliefs. Now, I'm influenced by the teachings of the Christ because I was raised an Episcopalian. And so, love others as yourself always has impacted me strongly. So that's one of my phrases. But then as I matured, I became more and more aware of the teachings of the Buddha. And don't believe anything that I say, prove it for yourself, which is a loose translation of what the Buddha said, has also become a very strong guiding phrase for me. And then there was a great man that I knew once. His name was Murray Korngold. And I carry the legacy of Murray Korngold because he said to me, think about what you want, not what you don't want. And that really influenced me tremendously when I was a young woman. So these three phrases are critical for me, and I think about them as my legacy. And I use them with my daughter, telling her what I believed in. We are the sum of all the parts that come to us. We create the whole of who and what we are. And our legacy is a conglomerate of many, many, many different areas. Think about your great lessons. Think about what you've learned. Look at your great teachers. See what you know because of them. Write these things down. Put them on 3x5 cards and stack them up at the front of your desk or hang them on the wall. Embroider them on a pillow, but remember who you are because of who they were. We carry the legacy of the human condition, The intelligence of the entire species rests within us. Ask yourself the question, am I giving my legacy the way I want to be? However you answer that question, know that there is time now to shift it, change it, or inspire it to bring a greater understanding of who you truly are into the world. We need your legacy.